The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. One of the most hopeful and helpful lines you'll ever hear in the whole Bible is the opening line of our first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, in which he says, "Brothers and sisters, I consider the sufferings of this present as nothing compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us." If you're ever looking to help somebody who's going through a very, very hard time, just remember that. Romans 8, verse 18. "I consider that the sufferings of this present hour, they're like nothing at all compared with the glory that's going to be revealed in us." It's a pretty bold thing of St. Paul to say, wouldn't you agree? That the sufferings of the present are like nothing. Try telling that to somebody who's lost a loved one in death, or been the victim of a violent crime, or just faced down the cold malice of human evil. To say that that's nothing, it's very, very bold indeed. To say that that counts as nothing, it's almost unimaginable. It's almost unimaginable. But here's Paul's point. It's God's glory that's unimaginable. Compared with the glory of God, which the world has not seen, all of the sufferings of this present age, they don't even compare. There's no equivalence. Even the worst evils of this present age, when compared with the glory of who God is, they fade away as if to disappear entirely. Paul's seen it, and you're going to see it too, and he wants to let you know how. You know how you have these yearnings in your heart to set right what's wrong? You know, you see injustice and you want justice, and you see evil and you want to see good triumph and evil be defeated, and you got these yearnings in your heart. Those yearnings are set into your heart because God has every intention of fulfilling them. This is what Paul means when he says we've got the first fruits of the Spirit. Do you know what that phrase means? You know what first fruits were? It was a Jewish ceremony. It was in the springtime. It was in the temple in Jerusalem. And what they would do is they would take little tiny stalks of wheat or little plants just as they were beginning to grow, and they would offer those in the temple in thanksgiving for what God had done and in anticipation and gratitude for what God was about to do. Now, what Paul wants you to know is when you feel in your heart those yearnings to set right what's wrong, the only reason God allows those to stir in your heart is because he has every intention of fulfilling them. That's not wishful thinking. That's hope. This is how God acts. And the only thing we need to do is to cooperate. The only thing we need to do is to do our part each day and try to persevere, as St. Paul says, and not lose heart. That might seem like a very small thing compared with the great evils of the world. In fact, it is a very small thing. But that's kind of like what Jesus was saying here in the gospel. What's the kingdom of God like? It's like a mustard seed, right? It's nothing at all. It's like a tiny little pinch of yeast that makes the whole loaf rise. You don't have very much to give to God, do you? No, and I don't either. But that's okay. God doesn't need much. He's been doing everything with nothing since the dawn of creation. All we need to do is cooperate with his plan. He didn't even need our cooperation. He could have renewed the church without a St. Francis of Assisi. He could have served the poor without a Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Heck, if you want to jump right to the grandest of all grand conclusions, God didn't even need to make this world at all. He could have just created us all already in heaven, already saved, right? But he chose to allow us to cooperate, to give us hope, and to show us the meaning of our human dignity. It's not so bad. It's not so bad when you think of it like that. So just a little message of hope now here for you this morning. In the face of a world where the evils can just seem so overwhelming, it's not our plans that are great, but God's plans. His plans and his way, his will and his glory.